Lesson 8. The Triangle Fire. 100 years ago, American industry was growing fast and needed workers badly. It found them in the millions of immigrants who poured into the United States from Europe. Most passed through Ellis Island in New York Harbor with little money and few possessions, and many went no farther than New York City in their search for jobs. Young women found employment in the overcrowded, unsanitary, and unsafe factories of the city's garment district. In these sweatshops, they worked long hours for low wages. Fire inspections were lax, and fire equipment was inadequate. It was inevitable that tragedy would strike sooner or later. On Saturday, March 25, 1911, the top three floors of a 10-story building on New York's Lower East Side were crowded with women working for the Triangle Shirtwaist Company. Late in the afternoon, a bin containing waste fabric on the 8th floor began to smolder. No one noticed until it suddenly burst into flames. Women in the crowded workroom tried frantically to put out the rapidly spreading fire, but their efforts were in vain. Acrid smoke filled the room, and many of the women, coughing, choking, and unable to see where they were going, were trampled in the headlong rush for the only unlocked door in the workroom. The owners of the company kept the other doors locked to prevent women from slipping outside into the hallway for a break when they were supposed to be working. Those who fled into the heavily congested hallway found that just one elevator was working. Only 12 women were able to use it. The fire escape collapsed under the weight of people crowding onto it. The narrow stairway, less than 3 feet wide, impeded the movement of the women, leaving many trapped. More than 40 women jumped from windows and hurtled to their deaths 85 feet below. Others flung themselves down the elevator shaft in desperate attempts to escape. Firefighters at the scene were unable to cope with the situation. Water from their hoses failed to reach the flames because the pressure was too low, and their ladders reached only to the 6th floor. A throng estimated at over 100,000 people attended the mass funeral of the victims of the fire. Incredible as it sounds, an official inquiry later found that the Triangle Shirtwaist Company had not been guilty of negligence. Irate citizens demanded that such a tragedy never be allowed to happen again. And as a result of the fire, new safety measures were initiated. Laws dealing with building safety were made more stringent, and firefighting equipment and methods were improved. But the changes came too late for the unfortunate 145 women who were casualties of New York's Triangle Fire.